Good. I'm tired. It's all part of that build-up process, though. I feel good coming out of it. I feel healthy. Threw a lot of strikes today. Commanded the top of the zone a little better than I did last time out. So I was happy with it. Got to work the slider more against righties. Some of my pitches weren't there. The sinker didn't have its normal action on it. So having to rely on other pitches to get through my outing. But I wanted to treat it as close to a game as I could. At this point, I'm not really necessarily trying to work on things anymore. It's more so just getting out there and competing and treating it like you would a normal game. So,
don't believe you've walked a batter yet this spring. I imagine you take that as a good sign heading into the season.
Yeah. It's easy to look at that and be proud of it, but I got to look at, the quality strikes that I'm throwing. Am I just throwing pitches over the heart of the plate so I'm not walking guys, or am I executing pitches? And it's been a little bit of both. Today, I definitely, lead off to get that three balls, and I end up battling back with Kepler and, just challenge him early on in the game. I think I can afford to, take a chance there. I never want to put guys on base for free, so it's nice to not walk anybody.
There was some soft contact, it seemed, today, and a couple weird bounces on you,
yeah,
too.
It's baseball. That's part of the shift, too. It'll help you out sometimes, and it'll hurt you. But I'm getting the results I want. I'm getting them weak contact, and I'm getting them to put it on the ground. So, hopefully more often than not, the guys are going to be there to field it. So.
Joe, it's getting close to the regular season now. Are you about where you want to be like a week and a half left before it?
With the build-up and everything, and, coming off of the surgery, kind of unsure of how I was going to feel and, what kind of setbacks I was going to have in spring, if any. I feel pretty good right now. I got one more outing of six innings to fine-tune all the last-minute things that I want to sharpen up, and that'll be in a sim game, so it'll be a more controlled environment. But today I was able to get to five innings and then throw another 12 or so pitches in the bullpen to get me up to 80 pitches, so that transition from five to six innings isn't a 68-pitch to 100-pitch jump. It's a little closer. So I feel really good going into my last start of spring.
So going in healthy, you have Chris now for a full year. How do you feel about this starting five, and how much do you guys feed off each other?
Good. We feel that's the key to it. Our communication and the camaraderie that we have amongst us as starters is stronger than anywhere I've ever witnessed and been a part of. So going into the season, we're really confident. We understand that we're going to kind of be the driving force of this team, and we're willing to take on the challenge. There's the expectations that we have for ourselves are greater than I think anyone has for us. So when you can run out a quality start, every night, as opposed to having a strong 1-2-3 maybe, and your back end's not strong, we have five guys that, that whoever the fifth guy is going to be, we got good options for it, but we got five guys going out there that can put quality starts together every night. So
you see guys embrace that challenge of being the leaders in this group.
Absolutely. Starting pitching sets the tone for games, and the more we can go out there and put quality after quality start together night after night, the better chance we're going to have to win. And I think everyone in this rotation's kind of got a different weapon, different, attack plan. So being one of the five guys, it's nice for me to sit back and watch these other guys work and, try to learn a little thing from them. Everyone's got a different approach, a different mindset. So for me, trying to incorporate some of their game into my game.
So you'll stay back here when they go to Houston and throw that again?
Yeah, I'll probably throw 5 days from now. It'll be Monday when they're going to Houston. So I'll probably throw my game and then get on a flight and try to get there for the game and watch it and see some of my old buddies.
Today you saw a little bit of everything. You had to pick off. You had to back up third. You batted. You had the comebacker. Is there anything else that you're looking maybe before?
Not necessarily. I mean, the main thing now for me is work at the plate. That was the first day I've gotten in there and seen live pitching. My main priority this spring has been to get my body healthy and make sure I'm ready to pitch, which is, the main job I need to worry about. So that was the first time actually getting in a box and seeing live pitching, and, got to remember not to bunt sliders. But I didn't plan on swinging at all today. I was just going to try and track some pitches and, maybe get a bunt down if I could. But I think the next thing, to answer your question would be getting out of the box and being able to react quick without thought. A lot of time you lay down a bunt or you get a base hit, you want to burst out of the box, and that's going to kind of be, I think, my final test to see if I'm ready to be an all-around player again.
Were you bunting for a base hit
there? Yeah, I mean either way, it was gonna be a sacrifice bunt if there was someone on. If not, I was going to just try to lay it down and just work on something. But Yeah, I was trying to track a few pitches to get the velocity down and kind of get my eyes adjusted. But yeah, that was the idea.
Yeah. Joe Jameson told us the other day after he had his hit that that's something you guys had discussed about being better, being more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, pitchers, our goal, you know, everyone would be nice to hit, you know, 300 as a pitcher and get a Silver Slugger and all that cool stuff, hit a home run. But ideally, we look at it as, you know, it's a chance for us to stay in the game a little longer. If we're able to handle the bat and we're able to get our bunts down, when that fourth, fifth inning comes around and our second at-bat's coming up and it's a tie game or it's, you know, one-run game, you know, if you can handle that bat, you're going to be more than likely, you know, given another shot to go up there and swing it or to get your bunt down to give yourself two more innings on the mound. And there's the opportunities that we have. You know, oftentimes we come up to the plate with two outs and they're walking guys to get to the pitching spot and you got two guys on base and chance to really do some damage and get some runs in. So we've taken a lot of pride in that this spring and in our work. We've been on the field hitting a lot more, seeing live pitching more. So I'm kind of excited to see how our guys do this spring, and Jamo kind of leading it off was nice.